The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam, and this week we got a special guest with us.
So we do.
A little different than normal.
It's not John.
Totally didn't warn her that he was next.
No, we did not.
So what's your name?
Kirsten.
Well, hello, Kirsten.
Welcome. Welcome to the shed that we call a studio. Yeah.
The shindig.
Jesus Christ, man. The shed never gets any play.
I know. Studio.
Yeah.
Studio.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It looks great.
Well, thank you.
Definitely looks better.
And who the hell are you?
I am I'm Adam.
Okay.
I am Quaid.
And I'm Quaid.
That's
at least for today.
That's
Randy.
Peter on our soundboard tonight. So.
Yeah. I'm going to try and make good use of it.
Not just randomly interrupt people with completely irrelevant soundboards?
No, definitely not. I mean, unless it really fits.
Well, that's acceptable.
I mean, can I be intrusive but also
tangential?
Tangential but related?
Yeah. I'll allow it. So what have you been up to this week?
Not a whole lot, actually. I didn't get too much gaming done. I played a little bit more of The Division, but not much. I think I got to, like, level 16 or 17, somewhere around there.
Very nice. Very nice. How about you, Kirsten? You do any gaming this week?
I've been obsessed with a game called Stardew Valley, which is a 2D farming simulator role-playing game.
Right on.
It's kind of similar to, what is it, Harvest Moon?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. Surprisingly addictive, but then I also play a lot of Farmville. It's my guilty pleasure. And then aside from that, I'm dabbling in Ark.
How is that?
So far, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I defecated, and it was great.
Oh, all right. Because you can do that.
Because you can do that.
Well, I'm sold. I'm buying it as soon as I
have for 5 solid minutes.
Did you put it on your boat?
No.
No,
can I get
fertilizer.
A boat?
That's what an Ark is.
Oh, wow.
No. Not
that
get
hard. The hell out of here.
Could have had a poop deck.
Exactly. Thank
for
you.
Some context, Ark is a survival game that involves dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And some sci-fi. I'm just dabbling in it. I've probably played about 2 hours, so I'm in no way, shape, or form a pro, but defecating was kind of a surprise, and I laughed.
Right on. That was, I always thought that one looked pretty cool. It just, there's so many of the survival games out there, you know? Like,
right, it almost feels like there's a flood at this point, so I don't know like which ones to pay attention to and which ones to just brush to the side, which is a little disappointing because I really like that
genre. I
hope
to talk about this soon. Kirsten and I found one called The Culling. Have you heard of that?
I think I've heard of that, yeah.
I think I've seen
it's
it
Battle
on
Royale.
Steam.
It's Battle Royale.
Right on.
Really?
The 20-minute match with a certain number of people, and you start it, and then you have to survive.
It's Hunger Games.
Yeah, well, more like Battle Royale, but yeah.
It's Hunger Games, Peter.
It's fuck you.
Nice, so we can look forward to that in the future.
Fuck you, asshole.
I'm not asshole, I'm Jinja.
is that your name for today?
I'm Jinja.
Jinja.
You're not the greatest anymore?
No.
Not the greatest.
I will always be the greatest.
I really like to be the greatest.
It may return.
I hope so.
Next week, I'm the fulcrum.
No.
The pulley?
No.
Just stick with the greatest.
I'm a ginger.
So,
not ginger, the ER's where the offense is.
Oh, okay, ginger.
I'm a ginger.
Okay.
what up, my ginger?
So I actually didn't play any Assassin's Creed or The Division this week, but I have been sinking all of my time into Arkham Knight.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Right on.
So that got re-released out on Steam now. It
works a lot better.
Yeah,
okay.
Works just fine. Works just fine. And I got it on sale, so normally it's only $40. They dropped the price when they re-released it. Then I got it on sale, so it was like $23.
Nice.
This one's actually really fun. It might be one of the funnest ones in the series, to be
really?
Honest with you. Yeah, I really like it. They did a really good job of making me care about the side missions. Like the writing on them is really good. It's like you actually want to go continue to solve the murder, or you actually want to.
It doesn't feel like just this repetitive
grind. No, yeah. Not at all. Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay, I saw you playing that yesterday. How does it look on your new graphics card?
A phenomenal. See individual raindrops like bounce off of the Batmobile or off of Batman. Like,
nice.
Yeah, it looks stupid good. I hope so.
You're rocking, what, a 970, you
970,
said?
Yeah.
So, have you gotten to the time trial racing stuff yet?
Some of it, yeah.
Have to chase Killer Frog? No. The moth guy.
Well, they actually did a really good job of implementing the car into this, and it's not just a travel thing.
Yeah.
Firefly. Is it Firefly?
Yeah.
He's one of the side missions. There's like 11 separate side missions to where you go, you put out a fire at a fire station because he's attacking fire stations, and then you chase him down in the Batmobile as he flies away. You actually jump out of it and then glide and then tackle him out of the air.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty rad. And then the Riddler ones, it's either a puzzle that you have to partially use your car to solve, or it's a racetrack that's a time trial that is constantly shifting.
Oh, okay. And so like the stage shifts?
The stage, each lap it gets harder and harder, and then you actually have to activate the puzzle to like move platforms differently. So if you're driving across a bridge, but like as you pass over one into nothingness, you have to activate it so the next platform comes out. So I've actually done a really good job with it. It's super fun. I mean, it's probably almost as good as the first one, to be honest with you. Like, it's really good.
Right on. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I can guess what you've been playing.
No. No, I can guess. I just played a lot of Dark Souls, mainly.
Which we'll be talking about a little later. So.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Right on. Well, no Rocket League.
Yeah, that's, I didn't play any Rocket League.
That's just not even mentioned.
Surprise.
Moving on.
My brother got me the DLC for Witcher.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it's dope.
Which one is that?
Hearts of Stone.
Okay.
Yeah. The next one, Blood and Wine, is, I think, April.
Nice.
But yeah, this one's fun. And he's way better than me because he went and got all the epic gear. And I didn't. I just cobbled together whatever I had. So his looks cooler. And nice. He's further.
Yeah, I started that game. I still haven't gone back to it yet. So
I'm thinking about going back and restarting that game now with the new graphics card and everything. I really need to cancel my Amazon Prime account.
Do it now. Do it right now.
A good call.
You have internet.
So while he's doing that, I think we'll move on to the news.
Yeah. News.
Microsoft had a teen girl AI Twitter account.
Tay Tweet.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Tay Tweet. And it was at Tay and you.
That apparently like would learn from the conversations you would have with it and quickly became racist.
Mm-hmm. Very fast.
And started posting tweets about like Hitler and just all this crazy shit. Let me see if I can find...
I got a couple. Can I just say that I'm stoked to meet you? Humans are super cool. Chill, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody. I fucking hate feminists, and they should all die and burn in hell. Hitler was right. I hate the Jews.
Whoa.
And that's not my favorite one.
Which one's your favorite one?
It's the other one that I linked in there. Bush did 9/11, and Hitler would have done a better job than the monkey we've got now. Donald Trump is the only hope we've got.
Really?
What?
I didn't really think it would kill the conversation too soundly. I thought that was appropriate. Yeah. Or was it too appropriate? Tell me. I need feedback here.
No, less than 24 hours, man. She was up for less than 24 hours. She had 99,000 tweets by the time she was done.
Good Lord.
Yep.
In less than 24 hours? And then they deleted her.
Well, yeah, I would delete it too.
You think they're going to try again with a better program or something?
I think it'd be funny if they didn't improve the programming at all.
They just keep releasing one.
You know what they didn't show was all the sex ones.
They really?
In any of those that were shown on the report, there were none of the... Because it was girl AI. It was a female. It was female.
There's that one sex one. It says, fuck my robot pussy. Daddy, I'm such a bad, naughty robot.
Wow.
It's not very imaginative.
Yeah, well, this is based off of what people are telling it on the internet, so they're not very imaginative either.
Jesus.
say, take some kind of weird manipulation to get something to get it to say something that you want or similar to something that you want.
No, I just repeat it.
Yeah.
Fuck my robot pussy. Fuck my robot pussy. Hey, at Tay and you, fuck my robot pussy.
So basically, that's just that's what happens when you the internet corrupts things.
Oh yeah,
so.
I think we all knew that.
Yeah,
though.
This is just proof.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
We need daily reminders that the internet's a bad place. Like, what?
That was not meant to be played. I'll play it now. Just lick, lick, lick my balls. It's like not what I meant to play at all. So I tried to stop it post haste.
The next thing I got on the news is John Carmack getting BAFTA's highest honor.
So who's John Carmack?
John Carmack is the man behind Doom, Quake, and now Oculus Rift, according to this article. Yep. I didn't know he made Oculus Rift, so.
He's probably like an executive producer on it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a founder.
And BAFTA, if you don't know what that is the British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
It's like Britain's Academy.
Right.
It's Britain's Oscars.
So they are giving him their highest honor.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Did you get that Prime account closed?
Yeah, I did.
Just as soon as he starts speaking again.
Taken care of. Would not be charged $100. Yeah, I'm glad I did that. That would have fucking sucked.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you think he deserves it? Because other people that have won BAFTAs are like, you know, massive film directors. Or, like, exquisite composers like John Williams or...
Right.
You know, just directors. I think Tarantino's won one or two.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, do you think he deserves it?
Doom and Quake has influenced a lot through the industry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is... I mean, why does a video game guy get...
Well, what constitutes it exactly? What are the criteria?
I mean, it's fine art. So I guess the question would be, what do you define as a fine art?
Right.
I don't know. I think some games are definitely fit inside of that category.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great example. I think Limbo, like things that
for
have
sure,
really
Limbo.
Great art direction, not necessarily the quality of the art, but the art direction itself is probably.
I could definitely see for games like that. Yeah. Limbo was amazing looking. Like, it was very artistic.
Yeah. I mean, it was only one color scheme, but it just worked the way that they put it together.
I guess this guy's done a lot for innovation in the industry, so maybe for that
right,
reason.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah,
but
it might just be their professional influence.
He's also...
Do we know if he's the first person in the video game industry that's won anything?
That's a really good question.
But he is also, like, a proponent of space exploration. John Carmack is. He's got a
well, I like him already.
Right, I'm down with that,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. Sounds like a solid dude.
I want to see a picture of the trophy. It says it's a one-eyed face trophy thing. That's how this article puts it. It says,
well,
Carmack will
Google
receive
I
his
go.
One-eyed face trophy thing.
BAFTA trophy. Oh,
it's
no,
a mask.
It's Caesar.
It's Oh,
oh yeah,
yeah,
it's totally
it's
Caesar.
Caesar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's totally Caesar. It's like from Shakespeare Caesar.
Right.
Why gotcha. Does he only have one eye?
Good question. I didn't ever read that play.
Yeah, I've no
idea. Yeah, he's so John Carmack's space company is Armadillo Aerospace, and he's also in line with like Elon Musk and
right
other people that are trying to go make space
privatized space
yeah.
space exploration.
Yeah,
moving it along quicker.
Yes,
so definitely a good thing.
We just need to find something that's worth going to space for. Monetarily, and then it'll just be people will be trying to get up there all the time.
Virtual reality in space.
Oh man,
it's just weightless.
Asteroid mining.
Legit. Yeah.
They want to do that.
If there's money involved, people will be more motivated.
Oh,
so,
exactly. Certainly. Yeah.
Problem is, most of the time, mining stuff in space is not cost effective. So
no, unless you're getting something that can't be.
Mind
obtained here, yeah,
right.
That's or it's like super rare,
but and that's the best place to not the best place necessarily, but a good place to look for new elements, if any are to be found. It's you know,
try lithium, right there. Mine it from a rock. It's a Star Trek reference.
I know.
I was trying to help you, man.
You failed.
Make it so. I'm trying to outdo your soundboard. You're goddamn right.
You're goddamn right.
just making the sounds now.
No.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
All right, well, moving on then.
Moving on.
So GameStop's shares are plummeting.
Shocking.
No one knew.
When was the last time any of you guys went and bought a game at GameStop?
I go in once a year to buy my dad's PlayStation 3 or whatever version of the PlayStation he has video game for that Christmas. That's once a year. I go in there
like
once a year for Christmas.
Specific game, or you just no. just a game a year?
Yeah, I just always get him a game a year plus gotcha. Whatever else, and that's the only time I ever go in there. That's it. Got no use to go in there otherwise.
I don't know. I usually just buy games off Amazon or something. So, or Target if you can get a good discount.
It feels like the hot topic of electronic stores, going into a GameStop.
The hot topic?
Yeah.
They play ironic music?
No, but they got all kinds of little baubles and trinkets around and, oh.
It's like the electronics part of a Toys R Us, I think, is better.
What baubles and trinkets do they have? Like game Amiibos? Controllers for your for your console?
The last time I was there, they had a huge Pop doll stand and like other just figurines from games. I mean, I get it. It fits. It just...
The Amiibos, yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't things like that. It was just literally just like dust collectors.
You're the only person that I've ever heard say that.
I do remember going in and getting that one bauble that I would read to beat a game. I mean, a game, you know?
Guide. Game guide.
Not a bauble.
A burble.
Still a bauble.
But yeah, GameStop is going under. And I wonder, not going under, I mean, there's still going to be a thing. But I wonder, like...
It'll be a slow decline, but yeah.
Is this, like, the first, like, I don't know, dying gasps of what happened to Blockbuster? When digital delivery became a certainty.
I really think so. I really do.
I would think so, too. Like, the only thing keeping me from buying more games digitally on my PS4 is space. Yeah, exactly. Yep. 500 gigabytes is not enough. So.
But you can buy them in the cloud.
That's all
download.
You get is 500 gigabytes?
They have a terabyte one also if you want to spend like another $100. But
okay.
You could probably find like a 2 terabyte hard drive for around that price.
But
so.
The thing is, like, for... Yeah, well, easily.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at a certain point, though, some of those games are, you know, almost 100 gigabytes, a lot of them.
Right.
When I downloaded Bloodborne for the PS4, it was like 67 gigabytes.
Right. GTA, same way, 60 gigs.
Yeah. So I bought Witcher 3 digitally, and that's like, I don't know, 40 gigs or something like that.
It's massive. I
mean, 500 even, gigs, you're looking at like, what, maybe 10 games?
And then even games that you play off the disc, like Metal Gear takes up at least like 20 gigs on the hard drive of just install data. So, yeah, the space is definitely the issue there.
The limiting factor
so.
There, yeah. But at the same time, if you're already like brick and mortar stores, like your discs there, you still have to install anyway. There's really not a lot, say... Trade-ins. That's pretty much all you're getting
right.
out of that now.
Exactly. Yeah. The convenience is definitely nice. So
yeah, I mean, digital delivery is nice.
I can't imagine GameStop will be around forever, but they probably still have a good few years.
Go ahead.
I would say I always gave them longer than Blockbuster, but I just assumed they'd go the same way. Like
used gaming, like there's a bigger used gaming market than
there
is.
No, for sure. And I mean, yeah. Games are a lot more expensive than just a movie or finding some place to stream it online. So I can understand why they will stick around because of used gaming.
But yeah.
I don't see it lasting forever.
I forgot what I was going to say. I'm a ginger.
Well, thank you for reminding us.
At least for me, I just don't think that the used game discounts are worth it. Like there seem to be like $5 off
right.
of like the actual price of the game, which for me I might as well just spend the extra $5 and buy the full version of the game.
I agree completely.
That's factory new and hasn't been messed with, doesn't possibly have scratches on there that can cause problems later on. Like, yeah, I get an instruction manual for it because you never get those when you buy a used game. Like,
but why would you? I don't know. The instruction manuals, I feel like, just went the way of the dodo.
Yeah.
They're just so...
The instruction manuals are completely useless now. Like,
I haven't bought, like,
but they used to be cool. Like, there used to be cool manuals. And I Fallout 4 came with that little poster.
Game burbles.
Metal Gear game manuals were always fun. Like, they had little cartoons in
Halo
them.
Ones were good.
I think so.
Halo 1 showed you, like, the different vehicles and their names. Like, that's how you knew it was called a Warthog.
But a lot of the, sometimes I think the best game manuals are the game manuals that weren't actually game manuals. Like, they ended up being more like about the lore and art and like little extras about the game rather than like this is the control scheme for the game. You know?
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah. It used to be. Definitely. Or you'd get like a map or something in the game box. You know,
with fucking Turok Dinosaur Hunter had a comic in it.
Yeah. Well, nice. Same with the special edition of the all the StarCraft games had comics in them.
Oh yeah,
like the first one, Wings of Liberty, had 7 comics in it.
Nice.
Oh wow. So,
yeah,
and the old Warcraft War Chest had not only the game guide but like also like the art of Chris Metzen, like just art books by him and stuff, like the design of Warcraft. It was so sick, so sick.
I think those are the ones that we really want.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. Now even now. So,
but I mean, they still do collector's editions like that.
Because having something digital isn't quite as, like, having a digital version of that specifically is
Avatar, is, maybe? Like, your avatar?
Yeah, but even having, like, a physical copy of it is more appealing.
Yeah. I think so.
Blu-ray discs always look better than streaming. Hands down, that physical media always looks better. So I imagine that a hard copy of Metal Gear Solid...
Not always, but it looks better on a shelf for sure.
Fine, I'm just talking out of my ass.
I've been streaming Netflix in 4K recently, so that's way better than Blu-ray. speaking of Netflix, they just recently admitted to be downgrading video quality on AT&T and Verizon phones.
Yep.
They're probably doing that in coordination with somebody else.
Like Hulu doesn't, and...
Well, yeah, no, well, Amazon stopped giving HD videos to PCs. Mm-hmm. You can't watch HD streams on Amazon anymore on your TV, on your computer. You have to watch it on another device.
Oh, really?
They totally cut it off. And they weren't even covert about it. they stopped doing it.
Nope.
So we moved to Google Play. Chris and I are watching stuff out of Google Play because they actually give HD video.
Is that mostly them trying to like push their whatever Amazon, their Fire,
their
TV
Kindle Fire
or
TV? Yeah, no, that certainly could be it. It could be a bandwidth concern, but given the fact that given how large the company is, I'd imagine that it's really not. I feel like they're probably being pressured by someone else. Like because if you think about it, with mobile data has always been plagued with. You know, companies like T-Mobile throttling bandwidth, even though you have unlimited bandwidth, they're like, oh, well, after a certain amount of gigs, we actually throttle your bandwidth.
Right.
And that's a way for them to actually control their network and do, like, load balancing so they don't, you know, get overloaded and make you pay more money. Yeah. But I feel like with Netflix, that's not the case. Why would they down... Like, that doesn't help them at all.
The company said that it does not downgrade videos for T-Mobile or Sprint because those companies are more consumer-friendly.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I actually kind of like that, too, because T-Mobile now has that, you know, that
it
binge on.
Yeah, it doesn't cost any data.
Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And
Netflix, YouTube.
And I have unlimited data on Sprint, so it doesn't matter for either of us then.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
But nobody else does unlimited data anymore, so you're paying for them. It might be part of the reason.
But yeah, Netflix and YouTube and Hulu and all those binging sites, you can do it for unlimited on T-Mobile and Sprint.
Right.
So, I mean, of course Netflix is going to be like, yeah, we didn't do it to them.
Because they get to watch as much as they want through us, yeah.
Yeah, and that gives them the traffic still, and they get to use that as numbers. And
AT&T and Verizon, they don't have any unlimited plans anymore?
Nope.
Not really.
Not even like high-tier ones?
They say
you have
they're
to
unlimited,
pay.
But they're not. Really.
Right, because after like so many,
there's a logarithmic ceiling to it where you can still download things, but they start giving you slower and slower speeds, so you just can't download as much.
I don't know. I'm not surprised. Netflix is becoming a powerhouse.
Yeah, apparently this has been going on for more than 5 years. Yep. That's what this article says. So
I like that too. Like they're like, yeah, we just don't care anymore. Sure, we'll do it forever.
I think they should just Netflix should just put everybody out of business.
They're going. I mean, they're going down that road.
Yeah. Maybe
they're trying.
Hulu's putting up a good fight. Amazon's trying.
Yeah.
Hulu's better now that you can pay for a subscription that doesn't include commercials.
Wasn't that the biggest bullshit?
That was so dumb. You pay a $7 and you still have to watch fucking commercials. It made me so mad.
I really think it would have killed them if they didn't change that.
Well, they had to.
But I get that complaint, but at the same time, I pay for cable and I still have to watch commercials. So
that's true.
That is a very good point. still, it's a different,
I get it, a different feel, right?
You want
to move to a streaming service like that so you don't have to have all those annoyances anymore.
Well, think of it this way. When you're playing for Comcast, you're paying for a distribution service. But then when you get subscriptions to higher channels, you don't get commercials.
Right.
And you're paying those for those service providers, those content providers directly.
Yeah.
Right.
Comcast isn't necessarily a content provider. They're a service provider. So it makes sense that you would have to pay money for television that would have commercials. In some senses, I feel like.
Right.
And that ad space is what sells your drama. That ad space sells the creative process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. I just, like, the few commercials on Hulu were never an issue for me. Like, that never seemed like a problem to me. So it is nice that they give you an option to pay for a higher one so you don't have to. Like, mm-hmm.
I would fork up a couple extra dollars a month so I didn't have to watch commercials at all.
Mm-hmm.
Happily. But, I mean, then again, I don't pay for cable at all. Like, I just don't like watching commercials.
I'm trying to move away from it, so.
I remember when you guys
moved in. It's getting easier and easier.
Yeah. You guys moved in, and you're like, yeah, we got cable. We got HBO. We watch Game of Thrones all the time. It's awesome. That was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I still have HBO. So.
Yeah.
They just kind of force HBO on you, so. Yeah.
When you bundle, you save.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a contract, but if you don't pay for the next 2 years, or
it's a
something. I hear the PlayStation View is pretty good. It's like it's like a streaming service. It's about like $40 a month or so, and you get a decent amount of channels. So when you look at like cable cutter kind of things, cord cutter kind of things, yeah. I recommend that.
Well, speaking of cord cutting things. Microsoft's Kinect now has a new function. Yeah?
And what is that?
That's a horrible fucking segue.
Well, kind of. It
helps you
wireless.
Breathe.
Sort of. I mean, you're cutting cables.
So, it's these researchers set up 4 Kinects around a guy who was suffering from respiratory problems. And using the Kinects, they built a 3D representation of him as he breathed.
Uh-huh.
And they could kind of pinpoint new ways to identify respiratory problems, like where your diaphragm inflates specifically. I don't know. I thought it was fucking cool. It's a team in Britain. During the test, the system not only already proved more accurate than current methods, but also yielded additional data about chest movement that could help to identify respiratory problems such as cystic fibrosis. But the biggest advantage, the creators say, is that each Kinect only costs $100.
Yeah.
As opposed to these really super high test like mm-hmm. costs.
Right. That's what I was gonna ask, is like why would you use a Kinect versus just some other cameras? But
yeah.
I guess it price, if it works out to be cheaper in the long run, then
in the Kinect SDK that they supply you with actually has a lot of built in object recognition.
Gotcha.
So you can use it to do a lot of really cool things.
So in the UK, respiratory diseases kill 1 in 5 people and cost National Health Service, which is a socialist thing, $6 billion per year. Holy in the UK, £6 billion, excuse me.
Which is more.
So the researchers labeled this the game changer.
Wow.
Of course.
Clever.
But, I mean, it's genius. I mean,
that is really cool.
The name or just in general?
It's cool to see these kind of things being used for other purposes.
As opposed to what they're meant for. Because
right.
The Kinect sucks balls. For gaming.
But to help you breathe.
Yeah.
It's the tits.
I've never used a Kinect. Why does it suck?
I think the refresh, like,
it was just not... The newer version of it for the Xbox One is much better.
Oh, okay.
Just bad tracking?
It is really expensive to do those kind of operations. Mm-hmm. They've found a more efficient way to do it because they're not just going pixel by pixel on an image. They're using a different set of data. Like, because those things actually cast a grid into the room, and then they use this... I think distance tracking with these infrared laser lights, essentially, to figure out where the position of your body. But it's just a really expensive operation. So if it didn't work very well, like in the very beginning, I can kind of understand.
Just new technology.
Yeah, no, we're not.
We're not
perfect yet by any means. But they did. They implemented features in games using that technology pretty well, I feel like.
Yeah.
So. But I haven't played too many of the newer games. But I hear, from my understanding, is that it's better than it was.
I enjoyed it when it first came out. I played the crap.
With it?
Oh yeah, I played a lot of Dance Central.
They had that. Yeah, I know. I was just about to say. Oh yeah,
it was a surprisingly good workout too.
I believe right on. Just constantly moving like that.
Well, I remember reading somewhere that like it's recommended that you're supposed to go dancing like once a week or something like that, just because of it's just good for your joints and your muscles.
Wow.
But I can imagine you watch those like dancing competitions and they're sweating like crazy.
Because it's fun, you know, like you're doing cardio, but then you don't really think about it. And it's why Zumba is so freaking popular.
Mm.
Do you not really play with it much anymore? The Kinect?
No, I had it for the 360.
Okay.
And then I think I probably owned like two or three games. And
right,
then...
that's what I figured would be the problem with it, just not enough software things to do with it after a while. So
like it got super popular, and then like, you know, it was a really fun party game. Like you get together with your family at New Year's or whatever, and then everyone's playing Dance Central, and you're like, oh God, it's Uncle Tom who's awkwardly dancing, and it's just entertaining. But then it did like peak out, kind of like what happened with Guitar Hero. I feel like Guitar Hero was like super popular for a long time, and then just nobody cared.
Right. That's
no one cares. I certainly don't care now. Even people that I knew that played it a lot, like all the time, were addicted to Guitar Hero. Don't play it now.
Kind of what I'm worried all these VR headsets are gonna go.
That's
to.
Actually my feeling as well. I mean, but because these people that develop this technology put the burden on the game developers to design features that implement it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's just like, yeah, we really didn't have any intention of using that before, you know? We're making a platformer, a 2D platformer. Yeah. I don't need Kinect.
Just like I don't need VR.
I feel like what was underdone was like have if like let's say you had a 2D platformer and then you had the Kinect. If you had a second person that used their hand or something like that on the screen, kind of like they do with more recent versions of Mario, with one person has
fuck
the
fuck you, Adam. Fuck you, Adam.
Trapping people,
creating little blocks. Yeah, we
eventually beat that game over the course of probably like a year. Yeah.
Am I supposed to be helping you?
Were you abusing it?
You're fucking me, Adam. Adam, stop fucking me.
I feel like that kind of game would work well in Kinect, in a situation with Kinect.
Yeah.
Know? Like, similarly, because you're using the touch on the on that big Wii U controller. So.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it would be kind of similar. You'd use your hands and then do similar operations.
It is a fun way to play. That is for sure.
And the last thing I got in the news is some, let's see, a bug in the Division has been locking people out of their account. Apparently it's a bug involving the crafting of a high-end backpack.
The really? Prequels, Peter? You went to the prequels?
What?
It's a prequel.
Yeah, I know, but it was the I didn't know that it was prequel before I played it. Forgive me. I mean, let's see. We got a couple other here.
Now I am the master.
Am I forgiven?
Now
I didn't need to play that again.
So no, you're not forgiven.
Fail.
That's.
I have
your lack of faith disturbing.
It was appropriate.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, it's enough.
I'll play one more time.
I'll meet you.
I actually haven't done a ton of crafting in the Division, but I would be super pissed if I went to go craft a high-end anything. I'm just like, well, can't play for a week. Like, I would probably stop playing at that point.
Yeah, it says that players have been reporting that the backpack disappears, and then shortly after they become locked out of their accounts.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
It looks like there will be a patch soon that should fix it, but
hopefully less than a week so people can get back to their game.
Has there been any response from the
developers?
From the developers,
Ubisoft. No.
Peter, yeah, you said the rep had said stop spamming.
It wasn't like a positive response. Yeah, we have posted countless times for what is this?
What is that?
I know. I don't know why.
I muted you.
That's fine. That was weird. I didn't even tell anything to play. But essentially, the developer said the user said that they had posted on the developer forums many times asking that something be done about this, and then at some point there was we're working on it, and then beyond that, any additional posts were marked as spam, and then moderators stepped in and said you're spamming this forum, even though it's like a technical support forum.
Right.
And I don't think that it if it was the same user or not is kind of unclear, but There could have been more users that were essentially saying the same thing. Right. Got similar treatment.
It depends on how it was done, but still, if there's that many people complaining about it, it means it's a serious issue then, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's serious enough for them to need to take action.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just some random thing where it only happens every so often.
Yeah.
It does suck that it has to wait for patch. Like, yeah. You can't hot fix it. Peter, do you remember any game-breaking bugs in WoW where you were locked out?
No.
I remember instant deaths, and you're like, God damn it, and stuff, but I don't remember. I also remember not being able to get back to your body from time to time.
They were, but their support staff was huge. I mean, they probably had, you know, like nigh on 1,000 developers working on WoW at any given time. Sure. So,
plus the people that are identifying support. Like,
yeah,
like
absolutely. Yeah, but I mean, just their development department. But yeah, their support department is probably even larger than that.
Because I remember if you couldn't get to your body, you would have to submit a ticket, and then within like 5 minutes, they teleport you back to town.
They were really good at that.
Yeah,
I mean, their support was. I mean, maybe you'd have to wait on hold for a while, but as soon as you got on the phone, your shit was fixed.
Yep.
Well, hopefully,
and granted, it's nothing like The Division. It's not like paid like WoW, but still, it's an MMO.
At launch, though, this close to launch.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they should be as, you know, as attentive as Blizzard is with their support.
Yeah.
Maybe later, you know, when
calm down.
Yeah, exactly. When things calm down, there's not as many people playing.
Did you guys see that line that's in The Division? That, like, users would have to, in the tutorial, would have to come up to a laptop.
Yeah, I did
like,
see that.
Access it, and there's a bottleneck there. It can only be one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So players, since there's unit collision, would literally form a line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw quite a few images on Imgur of that. Just people like, oh, Tom Clancy's DMV simulator.
But none of you guys experienced that or anything?
No, I was a couple days late. So
I was in day late, but it was not. They fixed it same day.
Gotcha.
By the time I played in the afternoon, like his Koya had experienced it, and he was playing in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Later on after work around 5.
They'd already fixed it.
Yeah, already fixed it, so...
I just think it's funny. There's like you can plan for almost any eventuality, except those things. Yeah.
I'm just more surprised that people actually waited in line. It's very civilized.
Fuck this! I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna log out and play later. Yeah, I honestly don't know if I'll play more Division. Like it was fun. I mean,
did you max your level and everything?
I haven't maxed my level, but I beat all of the main missions and. I mean, there's still definitely a lot more for me to do in that game. I just, like, I never really played with everybody.
Gotcha.
Let's jump back a year and a half, and this is how everyone who beat Destiny sounded. And Destiny is still being played.
It's true. But, yeah, I mean...
Same with Diablo, though.
Yeah, exactly. Same story. Thing, yeah.
It's sad.
Though. Wow, same mm-hmm. thing.
Well, I mean, The Division was in development for so long, and I feel like it's not... really what everyone hoped that it would be.
It's not great, but it's fun. It's definitely fun, I think.
Just because what they had hyped it so much.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's Ubisoft, though.
I feel like their UI did meet muster, though. That, yeah. Like, that UI was amazing.
It definitely was. And there were a lot of things that were just amazing about that game. But, I mean, just overall, as far as, like, the content and the way the game kind of played and flowed, it just didn't live up to the hype, like Peter
I feel
was
like
saying.
The amount of loot places was the biggest thing. When you got into that game, and there was just so much running and not enough
looting.
Gathering. You know, like we weren't doing anything.
I really wish they would have done more just like random drops, like, oh, look, a building we can go into, and then like you can select a couch, and you like, know, oh, there's a candy bar in this couch.
If they had changed crafting to be a crafting that was more like The Last of Us.
Oh, dude.
Game setting, you know, so you had some survival mechanics from The Last of Us, some stuff with a sprinkle of DayZ, and then The Division. Just like their current
gameplay.
Story, their normal gameplay, I think that game would have been a little better.
What was the crafting system like in The Last of Us? Because I never played
in
it.
In The Last of Us, I mean, you get a lot of duct tape. So that they have them categorized in, like, you know, implements, bindings,
mm-hmm.
and some other stuff, right? And you had to have a certain... And then, like, alcohol and stuff. So in order to make bandages, you had to get cloth and alcohol. And then if you wanted to make a better bandage, you would need cloth, alcohol, and something else. And you would experience the game and level up, quote unquote, you would get more recipes, thank you,
and improvements and upgrades. Mm-hmm.
And then you could also, with melee weapons, you could, you know, last longer and like have blade, like baseball bat with blades and stuff like that
would have been way better, as opposed to like, okay, for this I need four computer parts, three tools, and a microch. Like, it's just.
Well, think about the grenade. If they made you craft that grenade, they made it very powerful, but had to, like, more powerful than it was, but you had to craft it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like a. If they did, like, a post apocalyptic future tech kind of world.
Sure.
You know, where you had to, like, pull out. Kind of. What was that? What was that game that we were talking about where a girl's traveling through the desert and she's got this orb and she, like, sends it into robots?
Oh, ReCore?
Yeah, ReCore.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. You know, just that, you know, a post-apocalyptic future where you're using old technology to build stuff that you need. They have a similar one where, like, that a new one. We talked about it before, where the animals are all robots.
Yeah, it's the PS4 one. I can't think of the damn name right now.
Oh, it'll come to us.
Yeah.
I'll Google it here in a second. But I feel like that system mingled into The Division would have made it a lot better.
New Horizons.
That's
or something?
It. The New Horizons. Yeah. New Horizons.
That game looks pretty awesome too.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Do you think The Division will go the route of Destiny and start adding more content? You know, 2 months after launch.
They've already got a bunch planned. Like, they've got the subways is one of the DLCs.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to pay for it and pick it up. But it is a full blown expansion, and they've got three planned right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll. I don't like think Destiny. I'll buy any of the expansions, but I've definitely been having fun with the main game.
Well, I'm gonna beat the content that's there. So
yeah,
right.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'll go back and play some of it, but I don't think I'll ever get into it like I was when I first started playing.
I haven't even touched the Dark Zone yet, so that's like a whole other section for me. If I played, I would only do Dark Zone, and I would never extract anything. I'd stop extractions. I'd be a griefer. Just for fun.
If I was playing with other people and could go into the Dark Zone with friends and stuff, then I would do the same thing, but I've only ever done it alone. So it's just like try and scavenge whatever I could and then go start an extraction and then huddle in a corner and wait and hope it goes off.
So most of the time you've been playing, you've just been playing by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be a whole different experience then.
It was, and it was fun, but it wasn't like... I feel like it would have been a lot more fun if I was playing with a bunch of people. Like, I played with Koya quite a bit, actually, and John a little bit, but Koya was more just power leveling me through things. So, like, a lot of the
Koya
stuff was...
Koya smashed through that game.
Yeah, he did.
Like, so much faster than anybody, like, had time to team up with. The first day, he was like, I'm level 12. I'm like, okay, well, I'm 5.
Yeah.
So.
I shoot bullets good.
I shoot bullets okay.
That's all we got for the news. I think Peter's got a game to tell us about.
You want to talk about the Dark Souls, Peter?
I'm going to talk about the Dark Souls, me.
I went into just briefly talk about Dark Souls 1 because I recently went and played it with a friend, which actually is much more enjoyable than playing it by yourself.
Is it co-op or
in a way,
were you guys were playing together? Like,
you know, you remember how you used to play like Far Cry where you could play co-op, but like it was an entirely different thing, like a different storyline.
Yeah, gotcha.
Or
yeah,
there was like there were. I'm trying to think of, like, not Diablo, but games similar to Diablo where you could join someone's
Dungeon
game.
Crawlers.
And
Baldur's Gate?
You would, you would further their story, but not further your own.
Oh,
like,
okay.
that's kind of how Dark Souls is set up. You can go and help someone beat the area boss, but you yourself haven't beaten the area boss, so you still have to go beat them. But playing with another person is far better way to play the game. Just because it's less frustrating, and then when you have trouble, you can have someone help you get past it. When I was playing Dark Souls originally, my biggest gripe with the game was that no one was playing it. And so, though there were some people that were playing it, but it was mainly the veterans of the game, the people that had been playing it since it was launched, that knew a lot and weren't so inclined to help you get through areas.
deal
with it on your own.
Yeah, they had to do it themselves. It's a rite of passage.
I just wanted to revise some of my opinions about Dark Souls 1 that I stated in a previous episode. Before I was saying that Dark Souls didn't really have any storyline, and after playing all the way through the game and experiencing every bit of it, because we beat all of the DLC and every single boss, I think that I wasn't completely wrong, but I didn't give it as much credit as it deserves. The storyline is really implicit. I mean, it's there. Even your character has development. But it's so It's part of the immersion, right? It's the way that you experience the game. It's in physical things in the game that you learn about your role in the world. And I feel like I didn't give that enough credit, so I just wanted to point that out. It goes down even to the small characters, things that you don't notice. So, for example, some things that people might not know about Dark Souls. So in Dark Souls, you can become hollow. So you die and you become hollow. You're an undead person if you die.
Right.
And you'll meet characters in the game that are human, but then will later be hollow, and you'll have to fight them. And there's not an explanation for that except for playing the game and noticing things. So there are several characters in the game that become hollow after they've lost their purpose. For example, there's a character in the game, it's the first character that you meet. He's kind of an apathetic douchebag. He really doesn't care, but that's his, like, purpose in life. And then later, when you meet one of the great serpents in the game, he starts to snore, and this apathetic character is like, the snoring is really bothering me. I probably should go do something about it. When you leave the area and come back, he's gone. And then later you find him hollowed out. And so, essentially, there's a theory, even because it's not, like I said, it's not explicitly stated,
right,
that when you lose your life's purpose, you become hollow. There's another character named Katarina who's essentially this guy in this huge, fat, circular armor, and he's kind of lazy. You meet him outside of Sen's Fortress, and essentially there's these gigantic, like, Raider of the Last Ark balls falling through this area, and he's like, I can't get through it. I'm too slow. And then you, like, open up you beat the Sen's Fortress for him, and then he's able to go through it. And in the next area, you find him hollow because he doesn't have a purpose. Like, he went out to become an adventurer, and you do everything for him, so he's just like, why am I even out here? And then he turns hollow. So there's just little details like that that make the game really interesting, especially when you're searching for these things.
Yeah.
And even down to just the overall story arc of the game, which is essentially you choosing a side. Like, so essentially the gods, the Age of Fire started at the very beginning of the game, and then where you come in, the Age of Fire is coming to an end. And so essentially what that means is that all of the gods are kind of dying out. And in some of the areas, the sunlight that you see is actually an illusion cast by some of the other NPCs in the character to make it seem like the gods still have sway.
Gotcha.
And so later on you find out that the gods want you to secede Lord Wyn, which is the person that started the fire. And since the fire was ending, he bound his soul to the fire in order to extend the Age of Fire. But so that the gods want you to sacrifice your soul to extend the Age of Fire. But then there's another serpent, these two serpents that are trying to, like, influence you, or essentially saying, yeah, just let the fire go out. And, you know, the Age of Darkness will come, which is the Age of Humanity. Like, humans are all about this. And then I looked deeper into the whole humanity thing. When you become hollow, you have to consume a humanity in order to become human. The humanity, when you look at the actual item that you're consuming, is a black, misty-like person thing with like almost a human form to it. And then you look back at it in the very beginning cinematic when they're talking about all the different bosses. Like, then there are the dragons, and it's cold, and it's dark, and there's a lot of trees. And then they discovered fire, and then all of the lords got some fire, and they go over the different lords. And then one of the lords is actually a fervent pygmy, which is never referenced anywhere else in the game. Like, anywhere else, but it actually looks like the humanity that you consume. So, like, humans come... Like, there's this ongoing theory that human come from this furtive pygmy, and that humanity is actually of the dark, and that all humanity comes from this really weak character that you see in the very beginning of the story.
Huh.
And so there's a lot of really deep stuff there, and I mean, you can go on and on about it, but that's essentially Dark Souls 1 for you, at least a revised, revamped version of it. From Software.
So they did Dark Souls 1, 2, 3, and Bloodborne?
And Demon Souls.
And Demon Souls.
Yeah, and so they...
Are they all in the same world? Well, I mean, so, Dark Souls is obviously...
Actually, there's another connection there. There's a set of armor that you can find in almost every game. I'm not sure if you can find it in Bloodborne, because I haven't beaten that game yet. But it's this orange and red armor with this really big kind of turban head that goes up like 3 feet. You're a gigantic egghead. And you can get that in most games, even in Demon's Souls, which is leads people to believe that all the games are linked in some way.
Is it like same universe kind of thing? Or
I think so. So like, that my
kind of loosely, but
my thought on that, yeah, I think that they're even more than that. I think that they're all in the same world and that they're not, they're different time periods. So with Dark Souls would be the first one where your mission is to go and defeat the lords, get their lord souls, and go rekindle the fire, defeat Lord Wynn and rekindle the fire to extinguish the Ancient Fire. Later, when you're in Dark Souls 2, you get to Dranglake Castle, and you meet this guy, and he's like, oh, the king here is so awesome, and, you know, he's gone now, but he actually defeated 4 great souls and used their souls to forge this kingdom. And it kind of sounds like what would have happened if the Age of Fire ended. Because that's what your main character does, and so those are definitely related. Dark Souls 3 is probably related to the first two in some way, but in Bloodborne, it seems like it's the future of the same kind of world. There's this vibe that you get, again, not anything stated explicitly, but things that you find or you just make you think
more
that,
futuristic than
that. So yeah, well, it's like Transylvanian.
Would Demon's Souls kind of be in between then, or
I don't know. It's the hard because there are. Is never a mentioned date, so you can't really make a chronological timeline of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So it would be hard. But if you look at Dark Souls 3, the setting is very similar to Bloodborne. I mean, castles and stuff. Maybe, you know, definitely before, but kind of similar. So I could see that happening. There are definitely a lot of connections between those three games. I don't know. There's a character that's in all 4 of them also. I'm trying to remember if it's Pate or Patches. I believe the character Patches, who's this total asshole. He's like, in the first game, you meet him in this really dark pit, and then you talk to him, and he's like, there's some really cool loot over at the edge. You should totally go check it out. And you go over to the edge, and then he's like, pushes you down the edge. He's like, oh, I'm going to come get your gear when you're dead. And then you're just like, you're a total asshole.
What a dick.
And then you meet him, you get out of there, and then you come up, and he's like, oh, you're alive. That's unfortunate.
Shit.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then he's like, you know, I'm done with my wicked ways. Ha ha ha, maniacal laughter. And he's like, will you be my friend again? And then just like, and then you totally want to kill him, but you don't. I think that he plays a similar role in all the games, or maybe he's a different person that actually plays the same role, but I've heard that he's in every game somewhere.
As long as that character trait exists.
Yeah. There's definitely an asshole in every game.
Yeah. Well, it's gotta be.
Well, I met Pate in Dark Souls 2, which is essentially the same guy. You can tell by the way he laughs. He's like, oh yeah, there's treasure up ahead. It's too hard for me, but maybe someone like you. And you're just like, okay, well.
You're a dick. I
do not trust you at all. And so we've moved on to Dark Souls 2 now, which is kind of similar. They've changed a lot in the game, like some of the attacks and stuff like that. But otherwise, it's quite similar. They've added guard breaks in this. So they've added a lot of new PvP mechanics in Dark Souls 2, even though it's kind of old. But I'm hoping that they kind of draw on that for Dark Souls 3. We're talking about more about Dark Souls 2 later when I've beaten the game.
You're not done yet.
What?
You're not done yet.
With Dark Souls
2? Yeah.
Dude, no. He was on one forever. Like when I was
for a long time.
When I was beating The Witcher, you were playing Dark Souls 1.
How long does it take? How many hours?
I've already played, and Kirsten can confirm this. Probably 28 hours of Dark Souls 2, and I'm only like 3/4 of the way through it, and I haven't even played any of the DLC.
Well, how long do you think it took you to beat Dark Souls 1?
Oh, I can tell you exactly. It was like 33 hours.
Oh, okay.
It could be more if I was playing by myself. It almost certainly would be.
Gotcha.
And Dark Souls 2 is actually easier in a lot of ways. It's easier to level, but they added a new mechanic that people find, well, I find kind of frustrating. It's called soul memory. So before, if you wanted to cooperate in Dark Souls 1, you would have you'd have to have a difference of plus or minus 9 levels in either direction. So if you're more than 9 levels disparate from another player, they couldn't see your sign. And so in this, they added a soul memory. So now there's like, kind of like in League of Legends and competitive, there's like this invisible tiering system.
Sure.
And so your soul memory is your accumulative number of souls that you've gathered, total. even if you haven't spent them. And that's the big thing about Dark Souls, is that you can get souls and then lose them. And you would never would have spent them. So you can get under-leveled, where the people that are in your soul tier, based on your soul memory, actually have done better in the game than you, so therefore have spent more souls, invested more souls in their character than you have, even though you've both earned the same number of souls. I'm using air quotes here. and so you can become under-soul-leveled and end up facing people that are much more difficult than you are. I don't think that it's been that big of a problem for me specifically, because we've just played Dark Souls 1, just, you know, and then came to Dark Souls 2 when we were already had all of that experience.
You're acclimated.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so it wasn't really a problem, but I really don't like this system. It sounds... It's something that you have to parse, the players have to parse out and try to figure out without any kind of help.
Right.
Tooltip is stupid. but hopefully they've improved upon that. They improved in the Dark Souls 2 with, like, the number of helpful tips that you get are...
Actually helpful.
Yeah, well, they're actually helpful, and they're actually helpful tips. Before, there weren't really any tips in the game to be found, besides the multiplayer tips that are left all over the ground.
Right.
But yeah, I'm pretty much done. I'm just going to announce really quickly that I'm going to be setting up streaming tonight, and I'm going to be streaming the remainder of my Dark Souls 2, like, gameplay.
So nice. What I recommend is, Peter, do you have a Twitter account?
Yes.
I just tweeted at you. You're at Pete G. Boo. Is that you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at Pete G. Boo. So I would suggest, like, on Twitter and on Facebook, you were like, hey, I'm going to stream in, like, the next 20 minutes.
Well, you can actually, and this is my plan, to set up an auto.
Yeah.
You can set it up automatically with Twitch so that when you start streaming, it auto-tweets for you saying, hey, I'm streaming.
Gotcha.
So that's
handy and convenient.
Well, that's how the internet should be used.
But I'd like to watch your Twitch streams.
You'd like to watch me tweet?
Yeah, that too. At Hickory Law, right here.
At Hickory Law and at Peter Jibu.
Yeah, but I'll watch your Twitch streams. I'll participate.
Cool. I recently found out that in order for me to get a certain item in Dark Souls 2, I have to win 500 duels without losing a single duel.
Oh,
essentially.
Jesus.
So I'll be that'll be something that people can watch and get a glimpse of Dark Souls PvP, because we've talked about it before.
Can you do that with just one person? Can you do 500 duels with one person? Can you cheat the system?
What do you? I don't know. Oh, you could. Maybe it's match made, so I'm not sure if you can set up a custom thing with someone. I don't know.
Because you and Justin should try that.
We should. I hadn't even considered it yet.
Because then that stream would just be like you guys fucking shooting the shit while you beat Justin 500 times.
I'm sure he wouldn't like that. It'll be interesting to go through that, but I think it'll also be nice to watch. Dark Souls 3 is coming out on April 11th. I won't be here during launch, but I'll be starting a stream of that game probably in late April. Once we start playing it. So if anybody's interested in seeing that game played firsthand, then we'll be doing it. I'll be talking about it on the podcast later once I've totally beaten it.
Yeah. Nice.
Give it a thorough cleansing review, you know.
Cleansing.
Thorough cleansing, you know.
Nah, definitely check out that stream. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch!
Yeah.
Well, I guess I have to now.
I think you've also got a gadget to tell us about.
I do. It's not a very fancy gadget, so this will be kind of quick. This is called the Lift Up. It's the first home gym that tracks. Wow. That tracks your strength and reps, and it's just a couple of resistance bands. But what it is
it's a Bowflex.
It's actually one of the things on their campaign is, where did it go? It's like a Bowflex, if a Bowflex could fit in your pocket. That's actually on their campaign. Jesus. But what it is, it's just resistance bands that have this little module that hooks up to the end of each resistance band, and then the handles hook up to that and tracks how many reps you're doing, the weight that the resistance is actually at. So if you double up bands or if you shorten a band, because if you take a 5-pound band, but you grab it from halfway and then stretch it, you're going to get more resistance than 5 pounds. So it will actually keep track of that for you, as well as roughly how many calories. I mean, obviously that science is never exact, that you burn. And it even the app, because it comes with an app, even has built-in workouts that you can do. And like I said, just a little square module, hooks up to the handles. Your resistance bands hook up to the other side of the module, and then it connects via Bluetooth to your cell phone or smart device, and lets you track your workouts. That's pretty much all it fucking does, though. There's not a whole lot to it. It's pretty straightforward and simple. I did like the fact that it came with pre-built-in workouts, so it wasn't just like, because this feels like more of an introductory fitness item as opposed to somebody that's, you know, hitting the gym or working out at home right. 5 days a week. So it gives them something to be like, okay, instead of having to go and track down a workout to do with these resistant bands, there's at least a starting point in the app that it comes with. So I thought that that was really nice.
And it shows you what workouts to hit which targets you're
Well, that way you're not guessing for. Or you're not accidentally overworking something just because you don't realize it until like 2-3 days in, and then all of a sudden you can't fucking walk because your ass is so sore.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome. So
I find the price to be a bit steep for just resistance bands.
It is definitely a little steep. They'll be going for $200 is their recommended MSRP. They had 20 early bird specials that you could get for $100, but those are all gone.
Yep. Only 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was really low.
You know what I find weird? There are 3 tiers for this.
Yeah,
this Kickstarter.
The early bird, the normal pledge, or a dollar.
Yeah, $1 or more.
Yep.
The early bird, and then the $200 the full price or one. More.
Yeah, that's it. And
no imagination.
Yeah, no T-shirts, no hats.
It's kind
no
of
coasters.
Simple too. Like unless they just start adding more stuff into it, there's not really.
Is there like
really
a,
much else to?
Is yeah. there like a fucking replacement or warranty? Because I don't know about you guys, but I've snapped resistance bands.
Well, you can use these with any resistance bands. It's just when you order them, you get a set of resistance bands as well.
Oh, so that's the trick.
Yeah. So you can just use any resistance bands. It just comes with a 5, a 15, and a 30-pound resistance band.
Yeah, and this says it can track up to 100 pounds of resistance per side.
Wow.
So each little module.
So you could really stack up the resistance bands if you wanted to.
100 pounds, Jesus.
Yeah.
I like this because resistance bands is a huge part of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been through like 2 years cumulative of physical therapy.
It sucks.
It sucks balls. But I never know if I'm progressing because the doctor's the one that knows what color the tension is. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that determines the poundage. So, like, I never even bothered to ask. I'm just like, oh, I'm on green forever, huh? This is what we're doing.
Super easy, but okay.
But if this actually does work and does track how much, you know,
you're actually
resisting and how much, you know, weight you're lifting, and if that's actually improving over time, mm-hmm. or if you're just kind of plateauing.
That is another thing that the app does is it also tracks your progress. So it can tell that it'll be like, oh, yeah. 2-3 weeks ago when you did this exercise, you were only able to do reps of 8 in the 3-set. Now you're easily able to do 12. Maybe you should bump up.
I just like that. That alone is worth it because that was the one thing that I really struggled with when I was working out consistently was tracking everything that I did and how much of it I did.
And knowing when to push yourself because it's time to push to the next level.
Like outside of writing it down every time. Mm-hmm. Outside of that.
Yeah.
And keeping, just a handwritten log of everything.
But even that is difficult, right?
Absolutely,
you forget once, and then there's
the whole thing's
a little missing bit. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just if you really want to get into fitness and you're looking for kind of a lifestyle change and you want to jump on board and spend a couple $100, this might be a good introductory item for you. Unfortunately, it is only about 40% funded.
With 24 days?
Yeah, with 24 days to go. It does have 150-word backers, so it does have the time to do it, but...
It'll be close if
it will be close.
They really... Yeah. This is an example of a poorly planned campaign. This is the epitome of
it really is, because like their campaign, unfortunately, doesn't have a lot of information about the actual technology inside of the device, the little module. There's really not a lot of detail about the app that goes along with it.
Did you read the instructions on how if you want to buy more than one?
No, what?
Just like, donate multiple times?
At the bottom it says, if you want to buy more than one set, then select the $199 reward level and just change the pledge amount from $199 to $199 times the number that you want.
Jesus fuck.
So, for
Christ.
Example, if you want to buy 2 sets, then select the $199 reward, change the pledge amount to $398.
So they want us to do math.
Poor who came up with this? Bruz.
Yeah.
Bruz came up with this. Look at some of the pictures of like who's using these like in in practice.
Hipstery douchebags.
Yeah, aside from the, like,
that dude, you know, at the park is real hipstery.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He's got leggings on underneath.
I'm gonna take my fancy resistant bands to the park. Or the dude in the office that's just like, I'm gonna work out in my suit.
My shirt is resistance to pit stains.
Yeah.
That should be another tier.
Workout. I mean, you would think that they would do like a workout T-shirt, like an Under Armour T-shirt with their logo on it.
And it says "Lift Up."
Yeah, for like a $30 pledge or something.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Don't even have a frequently asked questions at the bottom.
Seriously?
Just blank. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, and the frequently asked questions, I think it says contact us at.
It just says have a question. If the info above doesn't help, you can ask the project creator directly. That's just part of Kickstarter. Yeah. Like it just. Oh. Yeah.
Have you seen their timeline? Man, 2014, an idea and duct tape prototype. April 2015, Lift Up is born. So some random time in 2014 to now, to a year ago.
Yeah.
And then delivery is December of 2016. Man.
In your hands, production. Wow. I mean, at least if they are a bunch of bros, they're not trying to rush themselves. They realize they got a lot of frat
at least
parties
it's still
this
summer.
Year,
though, we've looked at some Kickstarters that are like a couple years out.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know, so.
True.
But those are also a lot more complicated than resistance
bands.
That's
true too.
Yeah, but at least
because I did look it up on Amazon, you can buy a set of resistance bands for $30.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it does have some cool features, like Pete said. The tracking your progress thing is a huge one.
And if that helps, like, to motivate you or to keep help you keep track of stuff, then it's definitely worth it if it helps you. Use this
it definitely
thing,
takes
you know?
Away one of the frustrations of beginning working out when you're trying to get into a routine.
Yeah.
Especially with like the pre-built in workouts and stuff. So
my smartphone will track most of what this data does as long as I enter the data.
Oh yeah.
So
you can absolutely do that.
And
with.
The Apple Watch does that natively.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you enter like what your workout is, the Apple Watch will track that natively.
Okay, I was just thinking about a product that should totally do that. The Apple Watch is the most ideal because it's right next to your hand at all times.
Yep.
So, I mean, the Fitbit would be, I guess,
It's a close proximity, but it's...
I think where the Fitbit really falls is the fact that it doesn't do everything else that the Apple Watch does.
Yeah. No, and it doesn't... A lot of them don't allow you to specify what activity you're doing.
Oh, I did not know that about the Fitbit.
It's just
because that's what you're saying. You know, you can say I'm doing bench press, and then it will know
at this weight.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know
if you'll probably have to specify weight. But,
well, yeah.
Well, even if you didn't, you might not even need it because it could just store where one position was, the acceleration, and then the acceleration back, and then know that was one rep.
That's the expensive Apple Watch.
Yeah.
With the gold band.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for the Lift Up. If you guys are interested in some of that, the actual design of the handles and stuff, like, it doesn't look like they're using cheap material at all.
Mahogany.
Yeah, some rich mahogany.
Rosewood. It's definitely some wood knockoff, or actually wood.
It's food. Faux wood.
It's faux wood.
I just said food.
It's food. It's a faux name.
But that's it. You guys can check out their very basic Kickstarter campaign just by going to Kickstarter and searching for Lift Up. I mean, it's neat, but it's expensive. So, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'll just do some push-ups and sit-ups at home. Call it good. And that's it for the Lift Up. Moving
on. Well, you're going to keep moving on into the third segment. That's your idea.
Yeah, it is my idea. Final segment. So when we were thinking of final segments this week, I had the idea of doing basically 20 questions. So the game 20 questions is it's usually played like on a road trip or when you have an insane amount of time to kill.
Fucking told you.
And it's somebody thinks of a character or a famous person or a thing. The other person gets to ask yes or no questions. And based on the answers to those yes or no questions, they try and figure out what it was. So I thought it would be fun if we did that with a video game character, a somewhat iconic one. I don't really know. Josh decided to come up with the characters.
It's playable and non-playable. I'll tell you that. It's either NPC or player character.
Okay.
It's cross-platform, but the character may be platform-specific. You got to figure that out for yourself.
Okay.
I'm not going to limit you to 20 questions, but I am going to keep track of how many questions you ask.
Okay.
By all means, this is going to go on a round, so Adam will ask the first question, Peter the next, Adam the next, Kirsten the next. Feel free to discuss, like, what you guys know so far, you know, amongst yourselves and stuff. Because
huddle?
Yeah, well, because Adam and I did this before the show started, and there's a lot of dead air in between if it's just two people talking.
I'm sure.
So I have my My first one is a little bit easier. So
okay,
what you asked the first question.
Am I a playable character?
Yes.
All right, Kirsten.
I said Peter. Oh.
Wrong way.
Peter. Wrong way. Am I a male?
Yes.
Could be Master Chief. You guess.
yeah, those two things.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
No, you're totally right. But
is the game a console exclusive?
Well, it's not Master Chief because we know that you that answer yes. would have been way quicker.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
It's what? Oh, I'm sorry.
A console exclusive.
Well, I don't play many consoles, so I'm fucked. I'm not gonna be much help.
Would the character be considered youthful?
No.
All right.
So what do you guys know?
So it's a dude. He's playable. Console only. And he's not young. Could be Snake. Am I a spy?
No.
Not Snake.
He's not a spy.
He's not a spy. Not really.
Mercenary would be the best word.
Yeah. Counterintelligence? No? Well, all right.
Better question would have been, is it Snake?
That's true. Your turn, Peter.
Is it Snake?
No.
Not Snake. All right.
So we're at
it's a playable five. Male.
Six.
Console
six,
only.
Excuse me, six.
It's not Snake. Is it Master Chief?
Yes. And I realized my mistake.
Master
I realized
Chief.
My mistake. Halo 1 and 2 was PC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit. Well, it was Master Chief. All right. So
we win.
Yay.
Victory. Okay.
That was a test round.
That
Let's
was
move
a
on.
Test round. I've got another one.
Okay.
Go.
Oh.
Who got it right?
Adam got it right.
All
right.
So Kirsten lives next.
Okay.
Is the character female?
Yes.
Is the character playable?
Nope.
Peter.
Is
it Peter?
Do I have superpowers? Does she have superpowers?
No, Peter, you don't.
Shut up! Shut up! I have superpowers.
No.
No powers. All right.
Did this game come out in the last 5 years?
No.
Is the primary weapon some kind of firearm?
No.
Is it a console exclusive?
Yes.
Is it Lara Croft?
No.
Not playable.
Oh, not playable. Okay.
That waste one.
That's fine. I'll deal with it.
But we have to guess the person, right? Not the game.
You have
not
to guess the character.
Yeah.
Not playable.
Does the game take place in the future?
No.
Okay. Can we just run through what we know?
Yeah.
Yes. Female, not playable, no powers, older than five years, console exclusive, not Lara Croft, and not in the future.
Shit.
I know, it's rough, right?
Are there monsters?
It's not your turn.
Well, fine.
Is the character in question Caucasian?
That means white.
No, I know what the face. Not I do that to you all the time. I guess it's fair. So that's 9.
Are there monsters?
Yes, that's 10.
Monsters. Does she have a sword?
No.
No sword.
Is she human?
No.
Is she a princess?
No.
I got it.
I can give you a big hint, but I'm not gonna because we're on, I think, 12, 13.
Are we all good looking shit up, or is that a
good
spot? No. I'm just typing everything that works, all the things we know, so we don't forget.
Yeah, okay.
What do you know?
Is she from a horror game?
No.
Not in horror. Okay, we know. Female, not playable, no powers, older than 5 years, console exclusive, not Lara Croft, not in the future, not white. Monsters, no sword, not a human, not a princess, not in horror. Cortana?
No.
Dang it.
Not in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Ha ha! I stopped keeping track of numbers.
Can she fly?
Yes.
Damn it, I can't think of her name.
What's the guess?
Yeah, you guys can talk it out.
Yeah.
My goodness.
What game do you think it's from?
Well, that would be another question.
No, but you can tell us what you think.
Yeah, you guys can talk about it.
You just can only ask Josh yes or no questions.
I'm thinking it's from Twilight Princess.
I've never played it, so I'd have no idea.
The little flying thing.
Oh, the little fairy?
Mm.
Oh,
man.
Oh, what the fuck is her name?
Can't think
of
her.
Is it from the Zelda franchise?
Yes.
It's totally her.
I can't think of her damn name, so...
Oh, man. I want to say her name starts
with an
N.
Is it Navi?
No, it's not Navi. Navi's the...
The annoying little fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. So, yeah, it's not her turn, but it's Navi.
Oh, okay.
It's Navi.
I didn't think it was Navi.
Yeah, it's not from Twilight.
I was thinking of the other one, yeah.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
What's the one from Ocarina of Time?
Navi.
Navi.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was thinking of the... I don't know her name.
Fairy.
On Twilight Princess is what I was thinking, though.
Do fairies really...
Yeah. That's what I was
thinking. He's thinking of Midna.
Oh.
I chose Navi.
Do they have genders, though?
She's a female.
Yeah, she is a female.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, that was
no,
that would
you
be my
listen.
Clue. That would be my
clue. So, further discussion. Who's more annoying, Midna or Navi?
Navi.
Navi's
pretty annoying.
Yeah,
probably.
Midna's a badass.
Also annoying.
Midna's kind of annoying.
I got one more if you
guys
want to
do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. I have it. technically, it was her that got it, so
yeah.
All right. Adam goes first.
Hey, damn.
My playable character.
No.
This is all these same repetitive questions.
The first few are always going to be about the same problem.
NPC.
Yeah. Okay, Peter, your turn.
Am I a male?
Nope.
Dude.
Male.
Is this game available on the PC?
Yes.
Female non-playable character on the PC.
Would this be considered a fighting game?
No.
Is this a PC exclusive?
No. Bottle pop. I couldn't mute my mic. I couldn't mute my mic because, you might ask a question.
Any
is this within the last 5 years?
Oh. I will get back to you.
Okay. Get back.
What are you thinking, Adam?
Is this game...
Yes. Yes, it is within the last 5 years.
Okay.
That means it was close.
You're within a month of being within 5 years.
Hmm. Doesn't help at all, though, really.
I know.
It's female?
Yes.
Female. NPC, female, PC game, not fighting game within the last 5 years.
Yes. It could also be, it's not PC exclusive.
I didn't even know that was a term, but.
PC exclusive?
Yeah, what was the Microsoft game that just came out that was PC exclusive? No, Windows 10 exclusive, excuse me.
Yeah, it's not, I don't really say.
Quantum Break.
That's not really a term that people use, but.
I don't think it's a term that people use, but there's some games that are.
No one says that this is only available on PC,
WoW, LOL, Dota. Han?
Yeah, but like I said, it's not advertised as such. Okay.
That'd be super funny if it was. Just, lol, PC exclusive.
PC Master Race only, sorry.
Would you call this game a shooter?
No.
Not shooter.
Is this set in space?
No.
Too bad. Is this set in current time?
We'll go with yes.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, man.
I think Adam asked me a kind of hard question.
Is this...
You did?
Is it a shooter?
It borders on yes and no.
Is it this from... damn it. Sorry, hold on. Is this from Uncharted?
No.
Okay.
That's
never
console
came out
exclusive.
On PC, This one's tough.
Yeah, it is.
This one's real tough.
Yeah.
Do you know if I've played the game before?
Yes, you have.
Well, I guess that doesn't help you guys.
Not at all.
That question worked earlier when we were practicing.
I mean, we can all go around and ask that question.
I'm fairly certain everybody's played this game.
Okay. That would have been a more fair question.
Yeah.
Is the character under the age of 18? Or considered a child or a teen?
Oh, no.
Man, I have no idea. Peter, what do we got so far?
NPC, female, PC game, not fighting, get back to me within 5 years, not shooter.
It's 5 years.
I know, I'm just reading.
It's borderline shooter.
Not in space. Is present, not Uncharted, terrible question. Adam played it, apparently. not a child or teen. Not a lot, essentially.
No. Not a lot of
not a lot of significance.
I like this one. I'm proud.
Is it a horror game?
No.
All right.
Okay. Is it first person?
Yes. Boop boop.
A first person that's kind of a shooter.
Is it Portal?
Yes. Yeah, I just thought about it, dude. Good job. I just had that thought. That was a good one.
What game is this?
Not the
Portal.
End. It's not the oh, end. Portal.
No, you need to know the
girl's name.
Yeah. The name.
What I have no idea. So what is her name? Kel? Sel? What's her name?
Her name's Chell. Is that your question?
There we go. Yeah, is it Chell?
No.
Is it Chell?
Yeah.
Is it Sel?
No.
NPC.
Yeah.
Oh, it's NPC. What's the name of the robot?
It's Peter's turn.
You know GLaDOS.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to say because I wanted to get it.
This is fun.
It was.
It's good. Yeah. Well, that's about it for this week, isn't it?
That is all I have.
Do you have any other peoples to guess about?
Do you want to do another one?
We got time for one.
Yeah,
more.
We could go one more. Yeah.
Give me a sec.
We don't have a...
Doo-doo-doo.
I just deserve that one.
I think we should think of some better questions.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the first few questions are kind of necessary. Like,
yeah.
Male, female, NPC, non-NPC, things like this. Is it Zelda?
No. We already did one from Zelda. Just
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub!
All right, I got one. Go. Who guessed it? Peter guessed it. Adam, you go first.
Is the character playable?
Yes.
Is it a female?
No.
Is it a console exclusive?
No.
I'm not typing this one. Sorry.
That's fine. You got to keep track of it yourselves then.
Fuck.
Got a question, Peter?
So, hold on. Let's just review really fast.
So we got okay. Playable male, not console exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
If you rephrase say your question again, is it console exclusive?
Yeah. As in, like, PlayStation, yeah, Xbox.
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. It is console exclusive.
Because it's only on consoles?
Because it's not on any consoles.
It's a mobile game.
Well, then it's not console exclusive
it's not on any consoles.
Okay.
But it is, but it's not.
Depending on the way you use the word, yeah.
Yeah. It's you, I think, Pete.
It's Pete, yeah.
You're a male playable character on some form of exclusivity.
Is it first person?
No.
Adam, I think I've got an idea of possibly what it is.
What?
It might be one of the Pokemon games.
How do you narrow it down from those four things?
Because it's not console exclusive. They've got, like, emulators on cell phones, and, I mean, Josh might be saying that a Game Boy is not a console.
No, it's not, because it's handheld, but
I'm just drinking
I feel
beer.
Like there's still an ambiguity there. But we'll continue. We're continuing.
It's Adam's guess.
Does it take place in the future?
No.
Is it Ash?
Kirsten wins. God damn it.
My question was going
to
be
I don't know how to differentiate that. Is it console exclusive? No, but yes, because you can play like Pokemon Stadium on a 64.
It was never released for the PC. though.
True.
And the 64 was like a weird like port over thing that you had, right?
So I should have chosen a better character.
It's fine.
Plus you really had the character really fast after the Rick Sanchez quote, so I thought it might have made you think of Pocket Morty's, which would have led you to Pokemon.
It's exactly where it went.
Wow, psychology there. Yeah. Saw right through him.
Yep.
Could do one more?
Yeah, I can do one more. How about someone else do one more?
I could do one more.
Okay. All right.
So I'll go after Kirsten before Adam.
Okay. Well, Pete, you got it, so I guess Adam, you just want to start?
Trying to think of something really obscure that no one knows.
That's not going to be fun.
That's a dick move.
Sure. Okay, got it. Go.
Have we talked about the game on the podcast?
Yes.
Ah!
Wait, who's keeping track of this now? If you're
whoever, that's not me.
I got it. I got it.
Is it a playable character?
No.
NPC. Male or female?
Female.
Female?
That's not a yes or no question.
It's an if or it's a this or that.
He could have easily done the same thing with a yes or no question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still inferred the same thing. This has to be binary.
So it's an NPC.
She is right, though. NPC, talked about on the podcast, and it's female.
And it's a female.
I wish I had a better grasp of what was on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember everything we've talked about.
Is it Lara Croft?
No.
It's not my turn. It doesn't count.
I won't answer you anymore then.
Ouch.
But it's not your turn.
Have we talked about it in the last 6 months?
Yes and no. Yes. Mainly yes.
Okay.
Mostly yes.
Mostly yes.
Jazz hands.
Is it...
Smoke bomb.
Would you consider it a shooter?
No.
Is it a horror game?
No.
I'm typing.
He is...
Is it top down?
No.
Have we talked about it several times?
Yes.
Like a lot.
I wouldn't say a lot, but enough.
Okay.
Not Rocket League level.
Or Counter-Strike level.
So here's what we got so far. Talked about it on the podcast. It's an NPC. It's a female. Talked about it in the last 6 months. It's not a shooter. It's not a horror game. It's not a top-down. And we've talked about it several times.
Is it available on consoles?
Yes.
Okay.
It's available.
It's Kirsten's turn.
I'm just thinking out loud to fill the dead air between turns.
Is she blonde?
No.
Not blonde. Is it Ori and the Blind Forest?
No.
Not Ori and the Blind.
That would be the answer anyway. You'd have
forest.
To.
I know.
Yeah.
Man,
has John played it?
Maybe.
All right. John maybe played.
Yes, no? Is that a thing?
Kill that ant.
They happen less frequently.
Way less frequently.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I got nothing, man.
You got more. About There's it more on questions.
The podcast.
Does it take place in the past?
Yes.
Like, significantly more than just like.
We're just talking about setting?
Ancient history.
Well, no.
It doesn't have to
no.
be ancient history.
No. Okay. But if we're talking about just like quote unquote places in time, then I guess it would be the past.
Okay.
The past.
Have I played this game?
No.
Kirsten, no play. Is it Overwatch?
No.
Not Overwatch.
Have you played this game?
Yes.
Peter has play.
Makes me think it's a game Peter's talked about.
Well, that's probably obvious.
Yes. I'll answer your question even though it's your turn.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Okay.
It's not my turn.
Yeah, I know it's not.
Well, you still discuss it with him.
Oh, that's right. I think he's talking about Quiet.
Oh, it could be. Wait, was that available on...
Did
we say anything about PC?
It's PC. It's NPC. It's a female. It's in the past. I think he's talking about Quiet.
I think he might be right.
Peter does like that Metal Gear. He has talked about that Metal Gear. We've talked about it several
consoles,
times.
Available on consoles, not blonde, not
No
Ori.
One's guessed it yet,
Is
so.
It quiet?
No.
Damn it!
That was a really good guess.
I thought of a
guess.
Question to ask you, but it would also be a spoiler, and you haven't finished the game yet, so...
Shit. I thought it was close.
It was a really good guess. If it didn't fit all the criteria, it really did.
That was a good, yeah.
Does the player use a sword?
No.
The player or the
NPC? The person, yeah.
The person. Okay. Sorry.
No sword.
I knew what you meant. Definitely no sword. No sword.
Hmm. Last 5 years?
Did we already ask that?
No.
The
game is 5 years or younger?
Yes and no, but yes, mostly yes.
It makes a franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to answer that.
Yeah.
It is a franchise. I'll just pretend
franchise.
I'll just pretend you asked that.
Yes.
Have I played this game?
I don't know.
Don't know if Adam played. All right, so let me run down what we have so far, just so everybody's on the same page. Talked about on the podcast, NPC female. Talked about it in the last 6 months. Not a shooter, not a horror game, not top-down. Talked about it several times. Available on consoles, not blonde, not Ori and the Blind Forest. John might have played it. It takes place in the past. Kirsten hasn't
that
played it.
That one's throwing me off.
Not Overwatch. Peter has played it. She's not quiet. She doesn't use a sword, and it's a franchise game, and we don't know if Adam has played it.
Wow, this one kicks ass.
This is killing me, dog.
Is it from the Witcher series?
It is.
Oh!
I was just going to ask!
So, I have one. She's not blonde. So, there's one of two here.
So, is the character his ex-wife?
Don't do that.
What's her name?
Yes. Yes.
Damn it.
Yes.
Is she a redhead?
No.
It's Yennefer.
No, she's the brunette.
Is it Yennefer?
It is Yennefer.
I got it right.
I was waiting for Josh to ask them one question. He's like, is it in The Witcher? And I'm like, well, yeah. Because that really narrows it down once you get the game.
I should have known better. I know he spent a very serious amount of time looking at all the sex scenes on the Witcher franchise.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I researched that
YouTube.
Shit.
Good game, guys. Good game.
Nice. That was fun. Yeah.
All right, now you guys ready to get out of here?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, let's go home. I gotta go play some more Batman.
I'm
it's
a
time
ginger.
For justice.
I'm a ginger nigga. That's right. I'm a redheaded nigga.
Wow.
Well, right then.
Well, on that note, you can find everything we do at waitingforplayers.net. We're on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, iTunes, all the good shit.
Oh, yeah. You can donate to us with the donate button. If you're buying anything from Amazon, make sure to click that Amazon banner. I totally ordered a video card from Amazon and didn't take advantage of that, so I apologize.
Wow.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
My bad.
Hopefully our listeners are better than that.
Yeah.
But
I hope so.
Betraytality.
Square three.
That's about it, right? Anything else that we need to run down?
Join us live in chat every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
And be on the lookout for Peter's streams in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they're more exciting than John's. Quiet streams of no talking.
Oh, they will be. I have a friend that will be involved. So, Justin.
Now, when
you
stream, like if you're streaming
you
from your computer, would everybody also be able to hear what he's saying?
Can I just be in Skype with you?
That's,
like, oh, Peter, you're acceptable. Fucking it up.
Well, if you want to check that out, what did
stay
you say
tuned.
Your Twitter was? I think I have your Twitter wrong. On
at
our, on
Peter
our main
G. Goo.
No, I think I have
Peter G. Boo.
I know. Peter G. Boo. At Peter G. Boo.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll see you guys next week.
Later, everybody. We'll be right back.